To take up a thread from an earlier section of this politico-lingo trilogy, we noted at the time the fact that most politicians operate under the delusion that what they're doing is serving the nation. Of course, if they really feel this way, they're more than simply misinformed. They're obviously not playing with a full bag of jacks. So, citizens, a question. Do you think it's at all possible that these politicians, whose judgment is so faulty that they actually believe they're serving the nation, might be expected to indulge occasionally in some, exaggerated patriotism? Huh? What do you think? Maybe? Huh? Well, fans, it's not just possible, it's downright inevitable. And should they be so indulging themselves on the 4th of July, you'll want to be sure to have hip boots and a shovel handy, because brown stuff is going to be piling up at an alarming rate. And I suggest you shovel fast, because your elected heroes will be squeezing every last ounce of counterfeit patriotism out of their blood-starved brains. And so, as you see them rushing madly across the landscape, pushing all the buttons marked red, white, and blue, be on the alert for phrases such as Old Glory, Main Street, the Stars and Stripes, the Heartland, all across this great land of ours, from Maine to California, and of course, on American soil. And don't forget all those freedom-loving people around the world who look to us as a beacon of hope. Those, I assume, would be the ones we haven't bombed lately. And you'd also better be ready to be reminded over and over that you live in a country that somehow fancies itself leader of the free world. Got that? Leader of the free world. I don't know when we're going to retire that stupid shit, but personally, I've heard it quite long enough. 'Cause what exactly is the free world anyway? I guess it would depend on what you consider the non-free world. And I can't find a clear definition of that, can you? Where is that? Russia? China? For Christ's sakes, Russia has a better mafia than we do now. And China is pirating Lion King DVDs and selling dildos on the internet. They sound pretty free to me. Here are some more jingoistic variations you need to be on the lookout for. The greatest nation on earth, the greatest nation in the history of the world, and the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. That last one is usually thrown in just before we bomb a bunch of brown people, which is every couple of years. And bombing brings me to the language used by politicians when referring to our armed forces. Now, normally, during peacetime, politicians will refer to members of the military as our young men and women around the world. But since we're so rarely at peace for more than 6 months at a time, during wars, Senator Patriot and his colleagues are fully prepared to raise the stakes. By the way, don't you just love that word, colleagues? It makes them sound so, I don't know, legitimate. And so it is that in times of combat, our young men and women around the world quickly become our brave young fighting men and women stationed halfway around the world in places whose names they can't pronounce. And for added emotional impact, they may also mention that these military folks spend a lot of time wondering if they'll ever see their loved ones again. That one gets people right in the belly button. And should the speaker be going for maximum emotional effect, he will deliver the above passage, substituting sons and daughters for men and women. And isn't that reference, places whose names they can't pronounce, a lovely little piece of subtle racism? That's an all-American red meat bonus they throw in for you. Here's another way politicians express their racist geographic chauvinism. Young men and women stationed in places the average American can't find on a map. I've always thought it was amusing, and a bit out of character, for a politician to go out of his way to point out the limited amount of intelligence possessed by the American people, especially since his job security depends on that very same limitation. It would also appear to contradict that other well-traveled and inaccurate standby. The American people are a lot smarter than they're given credit for. Amazingly, politicians have mastered the art of uttering those words with a perfectly straight face, even though the proposition is stated precisely backward. Judging from the results of focus groups, polls, and election returns that I've seen, and watching the advertising directed at Americans, I'd say the American people are a lot dumber than they're given credit for. As one example, just look at the individuals they keep sending to their state houses and to Washington to represent them. Look also at what they've done to their once beautiful country and its once beautiful landscape. Wrapping up this modest review of patriotic political language, I think it's safe to conclude that the degree of a politician's insincerity can best be measured by how far around the world our soldiers are and whether or not any of them is able to pronounce the name of the place, and whether or not their neighbors back home can find it on a map.